be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. God has a wonderful plan for you, which you may not have discovered yet, but which can be revealed little by little at the least expected moment. From now on, you must have a positive attitude and total availability to fulfill it. Jesus is a close friend, a friend who always awaits us, and who needs us for the great task of saving the world. We can visit Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, where the Eucharistic Jesus is always waiting for us. He can also be visited virtually in many churches that offer live perpetual adoration of the most blessed sacrament online. Have unlimited trust in his goodness, in his forgiveness, in his love, in his providence. Jesus asks for us to totally abandon ourselves in his hands, without conditions of any kind. Jesus wants everything and expects everything in order to make each one of us a person according to his plans. This means that we must be willing to do his holy will always and at all times, and not what we like the most or what is easiest and most comfortable. Jesus will not be outdone in generosity and will reward us far more than we can think or imagine. He will make us saints, which is the most we can wish for. Sanctity is love, and all of us are invited by God to lead a life full of love for God and others. God wants you to be a saint, no more, no less. Your Father God wants it, because there is nothing better for you than to love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. This is the first and most important commandment, and the first and greatest desire that we must have in our hearts. Because if we want to be happy, even in this life, we will only achieve it by following the path of love. When the difficult moments come and you do not understand anything and ask why, say to yourself, "My Father God knows what happens to me. He watches over me. My Father is good and I can trust him and be calm. I will do everything I think is best to solve things, but I will not despair, knowing that my Father is taking the necessary measures to help me and solve my problem." In those moments when God seems to hide himself, it is important to pray continuously and repeat insistently before the tabernacle, "Jesus, I love you, I trust you," which is like saying, "In spite of everything, and although I do not understand anything or know what to do, I trust you, my God, and I love you." Father Ignacio Larrañaga says, "There were six sisters. One became disabled when she was 15 years old. She couldn't even move her hands. She was taken everywhere in a wheelchair while everyone said, 'Poor girl, so pretty and disabled.' The other five sisters married brilliantly and had splendid families. When all of them were old, they spent time together on vacation. They talked a lot, evaluated their lives, and came to the conclusion that the happiest of all had been the disabled sister. What do we know about God's plans?" Let's now look at a parable. There were three young trees, full of hopes and dreams, who dreamed of being big. One dreamed of giving good wood to become such a beautiful chest that it could contain the treasures of the entire world. The other dreamed of being a ship so strong that it could overcome the storms of the ocean. The other wanted to be so tall that men, when they saw him, could remember God. Years passed and they became great. One day, some lumberjacks came and decided to cut them down. The first and the second were happy and believed that their mission would begin and their dreams would come true. But the third felt depressed and sad because he could never realize his ideal of becoming so tall that the men, seeing him, might remember God. The three of them ended up in the house of some carpenters, who made of the first of them an animal feeder, of the second, a small boat, and of the third, some beams for a house. All three were very discouraged with their lives. They believed that life was no longer worth living, and they let themselves be carried away by pessimism and discouragement, and let the moth begin to eat away at their entrails. Years passed, and one fine day, a married couple came. The young wife gave birth to a beautiful child and placed him in an animal trough, in a manger. And at that moment, the first tree felt immensely happy because he recognized that he had fulfilled his mission much more than he had ever imagined. Instead of being a chest that could contain all the treasures of the world, now he could contain our Lord himself and owner of all the treasures of the universe, Jesus of Nazareth. Years passed, and on one occasion, a man with his friends got into a boat, and a storm arose on the lake. And that second little tree suddenly began to cry with joy because he realized that he had been able to overcome that storm, taking with him the owner and Lord of the seas and oceans, Jesus, with his disciples. And the third tree, the house where they placed the beams, fell. And from those beams, they made a cross, and on it they crucified Jesus. And then he too could understand that, beyond his plans, they had been able to carry out their mission much better than he could have ever imagined, because now all men, when they see a cross, would remember God. Therefore, never reject your life or God's plans for you. You are very important to God. Live your life truly, seriously, and sincerely, responsibly, always being open to God's plans. He can break your projects at any time and open new paths for you, unexpectedly, but that will lead you to new adventures of the Spirit, if you know how to see the hand of God in them. Kiss his hand, even if he leads you along thorny paths. He is a loving Father who seeks your good. Don't go back, don't be discouraged, don't reject him. Don't uselessly lament your dark paths, because God loves you and needs you just the way you are. Jesus has a wonderful plan that you may not have discovered yet, but to fulfill it, he needs you to be willing to offer yourself to him without conditions. He knows the way. He knows what is good for you. Let yourself go and do not fear, because you are in the hands of a great and wonderful God who wants your happiness. Trust in him. It is told in the life of St. Gertrude, the 13th century German mystic, that one day she was in prayer, and our Jesus said to her, "Gertrude, give me the key." "What key, my Lord?" St. Gertrude replied. "The key to your heart." "What for, my sweet Jesus?" St. Gertrude replied. "To enter and leave your heart whenever I want. I need your will." And you, are you willing to surrender your will to Jesus Christ and always and in everything do God's will? Once a child went before the tabernacle with all his innocence and offered Jesus a flower, which he had just picked from his garden. And Jesus was moved by that gesture of affection. And Jesus told him, "Leave everything to me." The boy was surprised to hear the voice of Jesus, but Jesus insisted again, "Leave everything to me." The boy did not know what to leave because he had nothing but his clothes on. Then the boy asked, "Jesus, what do you want me to leave you?" "I want you to give me all your heart." The boy was moved and told Jesus that he gave it to him because he wanted to make him always happy. And that child became a priest to truly give Jesus his whole heart, because Jesus does not want only flowers and kisses or material things. He wants above all our heart, that is, all our love. So tell Jesus right now, "Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and the owner of my life. I surrender at your feet and consecrate myself to you, body and soul. Make me whatever you want, whatever it is. I thank you because I love you and trust in you, because you are my God, my King, my Lord, and my God. Amen." And Jesus could tell you, "I know your misery and your sins, but I love you just as you are. And for that, I come to ask you to reciprocate my love. I want you to love me as you are right now. You don't need to change to love me. If to love me, you want to wait to be perfect, you will never love me. Couldn't I, with a sign of my will, make myriads of saints 1,000 times more perfect than you arise out of nowhere? My child, I want your heart. I am at the door of your heart and I wait. I, the King of Kings, await your reply. Hurry up to open the door for me. Don't hurt my heart with your indifference or your lack of confidence. I want to make you a saint. I want you to be a saint. But remember that you must love me now as you are. Follow me as you are. I wait for you. But if you reject me, I will respect your decision and I will go in search of other souls who love and trust me. My child, don't worry about taking care of your things. Do not worry about tomorrow. Don't be afraid of what they will say. Trust in me. Abandon yourself in my arms. Leave your future in my hands and tell me frequently, 'Jesus, I trust in you.' What makes me suffer the most is that you doubt me. If you think things are getting worse, despite having trusted me, do not fear, keep trusting. Sometimes I hide myself or close your eyes so you don't see me, but I'm always by your side and I take care of you. Do not worry about anything. Cast all your anguishes and worries onto me and sleep peacefully. Always tell me, Jesus, I trust in you, and you will see great miracles. I promise you by my love. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.